Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ben Harbauer, and welcome to another episode of the Film Fireside Chat Podcast, the bi-weekly podcast where we bring on a guest to discuss their favorite movie by the warmth of the fire. We got another stellar episode planned for you guys, so let's just get right into it. Everybody, please give a warm welcome to this episode's guest, Sully Carlson. Sully, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bean.
Dude, I'm glad to have you on here. Why don't you just introduce yourselves for the people that may not know you? Tell us about yourself, you know.
I'm also Bean's roommate.
Yep.
I
had Evan on last week. He's my other roommate. Now I got Sully. Seemed right.
I go to BG too. I'm a sport management major.
Nice. What's your like sport of choice kind of thing?
Hockey. 100%.
Nice. Big hockey guy.
Yeah.
Love to hear that. Well, Sully, today should be a very fun episode for sure. Because you picked, in my mind, quite a very interesting choice. Once you said, I was like, okay, this makes sense. But I was certainly not really expecting this to be amongst your favorites. That movie, of course, being Adam Sandler's 1995 film, Billy Madison. And now for like our beautiful audio listeners, you know, the podcast will contain some spoilers for this movie. I mean, at the end of the day, this is an Adam Sandler movie, so it's not really like it's that big of a deal.
Came out years ago, too, so I mean.
Yeah, but if you don't care about that kind of stuff, you know, continue on. But if you do, you've been warned. And also, if you haven't seen this movie at this point, do yourself a favor and watch it.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, obviously, it's Sully's favorite. I love it, too. So definitely worth the watch. So, Sully, similar last episode when we started off, I want to ask you, why did you choose Billy Madison as your favorite movie?
I'm just going to say comedy, because Adam Sandler is just one of the best actors. Not, like, best actors, but, like, most hilarious actors, I think, out there. The movie overall is just really funny.
Do you remember kind of like when the first time you were kind of exposed to this movie was? Like to where, like was it part of your childhood or was it just something where you watched it and you're like, this
I think I was in like junior high or something. Actually, I was with Evan, I think. Mm-hmm. And we watched it in his basement or something. And I was just dying the whole time. It was so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's great. So, Sully, if someone were to ask you like what Billy Madison was about, how would you kind of describe to them almost like a Spark Notes kind of just like summary of it?
If I were to describe the movie overall, I would say, like...
Like, what's the basic gist of it, like the plot kind of thing?
Imagine a 30-year-old guy going back to school. Like every grade, just going back to school.
Just restarting.
Yeah, restarting his life, basically.
I would say it's a pretty, like, solid, like...
Yeah.
That's pretty much the entire sum of the movie.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
So, before we get into, like, kind of the plot stuff that we go into usually, I wanted to move on to something that should be very interesting to talk about, in my opinion, and that's kind of the cast and crew. The movie was directed by Tamra Davis, who I really only know from this movie.
Exactly, yeah, Sam.
The only other movie I saw under her, like you know, her page, was she directed a Dave Chappelle movie called Half-Baked. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I don't really know too much about her. I haven't watched any movies, so I can't really say.
Based off the movie, I think she did really good, though.
Oh, yeah. But obviously, the big name attached to this movie is Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have some very other prominent actors and actresses. We have Bradley Whitford as Eric, who I think he did a fantastic job.
He's really good.
That guy. Bridget Wilson as Veronica, which.
Yeah. Smoke show.
Oh, man. Norm MacDonald as Frank, which rest in peace to Norm MacDonald.
Really good actor.
Were you a SNL fan growing up?
I've seen like some episodes of SNL.
Have you seen like any of his?
Yeah.
He was really good.
He's a funny guy. That's
oh my God, he's hilarious.
He was also in the show The Middle too. I don't know if you've seen that show.
I haven't watched a lot of The Middle. I've obviously like heard of it. I haven't watched it myself, but
he was in that. He did really well in that too.
And then, furthermore, these two were in uncredited roles. I didn't realize that till today, but Chris Farley and Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi's obviously in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies.
In the Billy Madison, he was like kind of a quiet character, but when he was in it, I'd say he was pretty funny.
I always like forget that he's in it until they get to his part, and then I'm just like, oh, Steve Buscemi's here. Why wouldn't he be?
Exactly.
And then Chris Farley, obviously, another SNL alum. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Dude, he's hilarious.
Dude, Chris Farley, he's amazing in this movie. I assume you've also seen Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably his biggest role.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I mean, I assume since you said you think he's really funny, you've seen some of Chris Farley.
Yeah, I've seen Chris Farley stuff.
Yeah, he's amazing. But at the end of the day, the focus is on Adam Sandler.
Of course.
So what are your thoughts on him? Because you said earlier that, you know, you love him, but why do you love him? Like, what are some thoughts of
Adam Sandler? I think it's just his, like, side of comedy that he has to him. like he can do whatever he wants, and like it just makes it funny. Like it doesn't even matter like what he says or what he does, it's just there.
I think a lot of like, I think what I kind of admire about him in a sense is he doesn't really like, he wants to make fun movies.
Exactly.
And he goes through with that. Yeah. Like he could,
almost all of his movies are
and comedies. I mean, he can like make a serious movie wants to. Uncut Gems was a perfect example of that. I assume you've seen that.
I have, yeah.
But he just wants to have fun with his buddies and like, you know, make just mess movies. Around. So what do you think about people's hatred towards Adam Sandler? Because a lot of people, like, I think the room is pretty split on Adam Sandler overall. A lot of people love him and a lot of people just can't stand him.
See, I think that's why I like him is because he's funny and he just doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Other people would be like, wow, he's a terrible actor. He's just like making stupid jokes all the time.
I think the main like reason I hear behind people not liking him is that like annoying kind of just like tongue sticking out kind of like
voice. Yeah.
The Adam Sandler voice, I like to call it.
Like in Billy Madison specifically.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's making that like high pitched voice and some people are just like, and what is like, that?
Yeah. I remember there was a award ceremony where he accepted his award and then he like went on and gave his speech like in that voice.
Yeah.
And see, he could like hardly take himself seriously.
That's why I find him so funny.
Because he just is himself.
Yeah. And like in some scenes of Billy Madison, he's like trying to hold in his laughs just because it's so funny. It's ridiculous.
Like I've noticed a couple, like when I rewatched it, there's a couple of jokes where you could tell that, like, they kind of almost, like, put in the blooper in a way. Like, I remember one scene, they, like, flipped to him after a joke, and he's just smiling ear to ear. Exactly. I noticed that a lot in Grown Ups, too. Another fantastic Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, yeah. Definitely top five for me, too.
Yeah. So, like, I guess going off of that, like, Grown Ups, obviously, you said your favorite. What are some of your other, like, favorite Adam Sandler movies? Because he's got quite a good, like,
I would go
catalog.
Happy Not Gilmore. What,
like top five, just some of the other favorites and like
Happy Gilmore. Both the Grown Ups movies are really good.
Oh yeah. Huge fan
of almost all I could say the list could go on forever, but
you could just go through his entire catalog and be like, I love it.
Yeah.
So now I want to kind of move on to the plot of the movie and we'll just like roll through and discuss like, you know, different parts of it, some of our favorites and like, you know, some cool like funny quotes from it. Because I think this is like one of his most quotable movies in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say the same too.
So we start off and Billy's in his pool, intoxicated as hell.
Yeah, exactly. And he's putting sunscreen on.
Oh yeah.
Or lotion or whatever that is.
And he's just a part of this huge, just like expensive mansion.
Yeah.
And he's very intoxicated with his buddies, living the life.
Yeah.
And fun fact, the mansion's exterior, so while he's in the pool, it was featured in a recent horror movie called Ready or Not. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have not seen that.
But it's very cool to see that movie and see the mansion from Billy Madison just in this horror movie.
Yeah.
And
if I knew that going in, I'd be like, wow, like what the heck? But I did not know that.
It's a very interesting like, you know, addition to that movie.
Yeah.
And then we get one of my like the best like early quotes from that movie. What's today? And Norm Macdonald says
October.
It's Nudie Magazine Day. And then
the penguin comes up.
Well, before that, he goes and gets the magazines. And do you remember the titles of magazines?
Yeah.
We have Shemale Fiesta, Women Over 80, and Drunk Chicks.
Yeah, of course he went to the Drunk Chicks one.
Yeah, and he looks through that. And he hallucinates the penguin, which actually have a pop figure of the penguin sipping a daiquiri.
Really?
Yeah, on my desk, a little pop figure of the penguin. And he's just like, it's too damn hot for a penguin to just be walking around here. So then we meet, after that, you know, we go through that hole, and then we get to meet Eric, who's like the bad guy, executive vice president. And then Carl, who's the operations manager.
Yeah.
Which, beautiful exchange to start him off and introduce him, because they're just like, man, I'm so hungry. And he's like, oh, I just had Triscuits in the car. He's like, well, if you would have told me they were delicious Triscuits, I would have had some.
They would be in my stomach right about now.
Yeah, well, sorry, doesn't put Triscuit crackers in my stomach. That doesn't, Carl. Billy's like, dad's like the head of like a hotel company.
Right, yeah.
Big hotel.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, we're waiting on Billy. And then he's in the shampoo.
Stop looking at me, swan.
I think that's the one.
That's that probably one of my favorite lines.
The most in front of my family, and that one never fails to get a laugh out of them.
That one always gives out a laugh, dude.
But
that's one part where he's holding in a laugh. Like after he does that, he's like.
He looks forward and he just has that face of just like trying so hard to hold.
Exactly.
I wonder how many takes like some of these like parts took. Because I know I wouldn't be able to.
Not first try, probably. That's for sure.
No way. If it was, I'd be very impressed.
That'd be very impressive.
But Billy's dad plans on retiring and give the company to Billy. And
Eric steps in.
Eric's just like, Eric's like, I don't think he can do it.
Yeah.
And his dad's like, well, I want to.
Yeah.
But then, like, as they're, like, saying, like, he's immature, we get the infamous bag of dog poop scene.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part of the movie.
I walked downstairs when you were watching it. Just, I feel like one of the more underrated quotes is when he opens the door and says, "Don't tell me my business, devil woman." And then, obviously,
he called the shit poop.
Yep. Then the whole deal, the whole, like, movie sets up, and his dad makes the deal, or he proposes the deal to his dad, which he accepts.
Yeah.
He's got to go through grades, back to school, 1 through 12 on his own, one class for 2 weeks, and if he graduates from each, he'll get the company.
Exactly.
Pretty good, like, deal if I'd... Yeah. I mean, for that big of a company, it's like, shoot, that sounds easy enough.
Yeah.
So, first grade is where we start off. It's just so hectic in the first grade scene.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I haven't been in first grade for a while, but it's even more like that's kind of like what my like kindergarten and preschool is like. If you know, like, I assume you can agree on that.
Yeah, kind of.
But
the teacher was weird for first grade.
Dude, Miss Lippy is so weird.
She was really after he got out in the first game of dodgeball, he came back and she was just like
doing like weird dancing. And then also we get like the part where he's getting way too invested in the puppy who lost his way.
Exactly.
He's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Miss Slippy,
you're telling me. And like you said, we get the dodgeball scene.
Yeah, he goes just, off.
Now you're in big trouble.
He just demolishes every kid. He just
beats them. So then he graduates the first grade by drawing a blue duck.
Yeah, he's like, Miss Slippy, I was just in the mood to draw a blue duck. I've never seen a blue duck before.
So I really wanted to see a blue duck. So he graduates the first grade, which is like great first step. He gets this big party, which he gets one every time he graduates. To which Norm MacDonald responds with, "When I graduated first grade, all my father did was tell me to get a job." It's the deadpan serious delivery from Norm MacDonald, legendary.
And Eric gets all pissed off.
Yeah, so we like kind of like skip through the second grade, I think.
Yeah, it was. Kind of just skip through. I think it was it the spelling?
It was just the spelling bee, and that's it. And another party. But then he gets onto the third grade, which is the next one they kind of focus on, where he meets Ernie. And then Veronica. The hot teacher he meets, like, on the first day of first grade is his teacher. I feel like the third grade is the most memorable one for me.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because we get where he's reading. He's like, today, Junior. The writing on the cursive, like on the wall. Rizzuto's not even a word. It's a baseball player. But then Miss Vaughn gets sick on Valentine's Day, and we introduce Principal Anderson,
he's got a vibe to him.
Dude, I think my favorite part of like that whole like he's like taking over the class is when they're exchanging the Valentine's cards. Which, by the way. So creepy he's getting them from third grade.
Exactly. All those girls are like looking at
him. The last two times I've watched, I've been like, wow, this is really uncomfortable to watch.
That's weird.
And he gets the one from Principal Anderson that says, P.S. I'm horny.
he takes his glasses off and he's like...
He just waves at him. So then we get onto the field trip. And we introduce Chris Farley as the bus driver. Yeah. He's just so full of anger and hatred.
He's like... Adam Sandler's like, the bus driver's terrible because he falls over on Miss Vaughn. He just gets angry for no reason. I'm like,
this guy drives like an animal.
Yeah,
I'll end your precious school trip.
I'll turn this bus around right now.
So then we get like the actual field trip, and Ernie pees his pants, and Billy puts water on his pants, like, you know, make him not embarrassed.
I think
he's like, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
And then that old lady's like,
if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Oh, oh, that was the grossest thing I ever heard in my life. Let's go.
So then we get the part where, like, he graduates, obviously, and then he moved into that tent to focus on schoolwork.
Yeah.
And he almost gets with Veronica.
Yeah, he almost does.
Just the whole sequence of what he's like, what do you want to do? He's like, well, I can think of three things I'd like to do. One would involve some ice cubes and a 9-iron.
Two would involve
a buffalo.
Preferably stuffed.
Three, we'd bring back some of those ice cubes and switch out to a pitching wedge. And then Carl comes in and just cock blocks him.
Yeah.
Carl, good to see you.
And Carl's just telling him that Eric's, like, planning something
against him. In the background, we just see these scenes of, like, Eric, like, trying to plot against him.
Yeah.
And then next we get, like, kind of a montage of the next, like, you know, we only see the montage 4 through 6, but it's pretty much just skips all the way to 8th grade.
Yeah.
Do you think this was a smart idea for them to skip through it like this, or would you have liked to see more of every grade?
Probably more of every grade, because he did something, like, stupid in every classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Could have added more cool scenes to it, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it would have been a lot having every grade, and it would have taken away, like, the how special, like, the first and third grade were.
Like, I think at a younger age, like, in the younger classes, it was better because those kids were just, like, clueless of what was going on. It made it more funny, and they were laughing with him and everything. When he got to high school, it was, like,
it was just
the
so,
kids.
I feel just, like the high, when he's like in high school, it's the most forgettable part of his like journey.
Like
I would have liked to see how he interacted with like middle schoolers, because like elementary school, like if he had like a scene for elementary, a scene for middle school, and then a scene for high school.
Yeah,
that would have been great. I'm glad they focused on like elementary school a bunch, because obviously third grade is important. But like, I don't know, it seemed kind of weird that
it was just third grade. Yeah, it was just mainly third grade. I feel
yeah. So then like Billy makes it past, and he gets Eric, like, tries to blackmail the principal, which we'll get back to.
Yeah.
He shows up to school, first day of high school, flexing.
Yeah.
This man shows up in a full Canadian tuxedo and a Firebird.
Exactly. And then
playing Billy Squire, and everyone's just like, he's a loser.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if I would have seen that, I would have been like, this dude's a badass.
That guy's sick.
Do you remember your, like, first day of high school, though? Like,
it wasn't like that. I know that for sure.
You weren't in a Canadian tuxedo.
No. No one really rolled up in a car like
dude,
that.
Especially a friend. I mean, I guess, like, he's a freshman, but not really.
Exactly. Imagine, like, or someone pulling up in this BMW.
We're going to have to bleep that name out so we don't get sued, but
still.
Either way, yeah, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be hilarious.
So then he, like, gets convinced to, like, do, like, the, by Veronica to, like, apologize. And then we get the Steve Buscemi part, and he, like, apologizes him, which is, like, oh, that's sweet. He's apologizing for what he did. And he marks him off as people to kill us.
Yeah, I know. That's like, probably his best. That's, like, the only part in the movie for him.
Yeah, he gets, like, two parts of the movie. One's, like, oh, yeah, he's gonna murder someone.
He's gotta kill this, bro.
But then we get the whole, everything goes downhill because Principal Anderson makes that statement about Billy.
Because Eric
and calling forces him to, and then he just goes back to his old ways.
Well, it's because Eric found out that Principal Anderson was a
old wrestler or something. He was the wrestler who killed
someone,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
But, he just threatens him. And then Veronica knocks him into his senses to get him back, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then we get this very weird musical number. Now, I am not personally a fan of it, although the part where Juanita starts singing is absolutely hilarious, because she's just there.
Yeah.
She's just like,
she's like a good vibe person.
She's just
the whole
like
movie.
A choir. It's beautiful. Yeah. What did you think about this music scene? Because I'm not a fan of it personally, but what did you think of it in the movie?
To me, it was weird. Like, Miss Vaughn comes over and beats the shit out of Billy for no reason. Like, I guess there's a reason, but like, and then right after that, they just start like singing. It's really weird. It doesn't really, probably the weirdest part of the movie.
I think it definitely just, I mean, they kind of just like shoehorn it in, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then we get the kids confronting Mr. Anderson, but it's almost like mob/like mafia style.
Yeah. And then once they get him to confess or whatever that was a lie, they bring up, like, he goes on the news or whatever, and the kids are, like, holding him. Like, they're, like, it's like they're making him say it.
Dude, they literally were just like, you're messing with my boy Billy. Yeah. You know who you're messing with? So, they get, like, another shot, and then Eric just gets pissed off.
Yeah.
And he, like, threatens to stoop, and then he challenges him to, like, the academic decathlon.
Right.
And I feel like I always forget about this part, but upon rewatching it, it was just the part where he's like, I know it was you, and he just kisses him on the lips. Yeah. He's like,
and he slaps him. He
broke my heart.
And he slaps him.
Cool. We get like the studying montage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The best part of it is just the strip flashcards, yeah. And then it's Veronica, and then it doesn't show the next, it's Chris
Farley. Yeah, it's Chris Farley. Like,
it's correct. He's that was definitely naked. A part where he held in his laughter, because yeah. When it panned back to him, he was like, trying not to just die of laughter. So then we get on to the decathlon. Yay. Fun. Yeah. And the principal for the high school, which that's who it is, the principal for the high school, who like yeah. gives the rules and does all that. He's so deadpan and like yeah. almost sad.
Yeah.
He's just hollow.
Like when Billy gets the first question wrong and he's like saying all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Billy's like, all you had to do was say yeah. you're wrong, but he's, okay.
He starts off, he ends it by saying, if there's any attempt by any contestant to cheat, especially with my wife, who is a dirty, dirty tramp, I'm just gonna snap.
Did you see on the board with all the like subjects,
yeah.
there was a tramp section, like there's a dirty like, tramp section.
There's so many of them relating to his wife.
I know.
It's like, my wife, the tramp, and this is like my dirty cheating wife.
Yeah.
We get like the decathlon, and it's fairly split, obviously.
Right.
I think the highlight of it is the Hamlet, because I think sometimes the Adam Sandler voice gets a little too much for me at some points.
But yeah, when he's
doing Hamlet in it.
He's got the costume and everything, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Eric's just doing it, and he yeah. just comes out with he a skull.
Perfect, yeah.
Right after that, before the final event, we get, I think arguably more random than the musical number, we get the O'Doyle scene where they just crash
over the cliff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just...
What do you think of that whole thing? Because I like the whole O'Doyle rules. I think that's a cool... Yeah, and
there's
like a fun
there was line. A kid literally from, like, that family in every grade, basically.
Yeah.
There was, like, six of them in the family.
But it's like...
And that, I don't know why... They hit the banana peel, which yeah. is...
Well, that's a very weird callback yeah, I know. To make.
And if you hit a banana peel, you would not really slide, like...
I mean, it's like a cartoonish kind of thing, but it's like, it seems so random.
Yeah.
I don't know. They it doesn't really add anything to the movie.
They didn't have to, like, kill them off.
Yeah.
That was kind of
it
pointless.
It just seems weird.
Yeah.
But we get to the final event, and he gets chosen Reflections of Society and Literature. Where he has to talk about the Industrial Revolution and relate it to, like, yeah. literature.
And he just goes on and talks about...
the puppy who yeah. lost his way and relates it to the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. And that's where the principal gets, like...
I think yeah. Durant's actually, like, kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
That seems like something I would write for a paper.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Honestly. And he just is like... What you've said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And at no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everybody in this room is dumber for listening to it.
Yeah.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on you.
Exactly.
Your soul.
And that's when Billy's like, all you had to do...
A simple wrong would have done yeah. just fine. he chooses business ethics for Eric.
Yeah.
Which the first time I watched it, I'm like,
why? He's a businessman, yeah.
And he freaks out and pulls out a gun. Dude.
He pulls Billy at gunpoint.
And Principal Anderson just rustles him down.
Yeah, in his wrestling costume.
Full costume. Yeah. And instead of like getting shot, who comes in but Steve Buscemi,
yeah,
a.k.a.
course.
Danny McGrath, and just shoots him.
Right.
I'm glad I called that guy, but it's like, why?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a funny little thing, but he wins and graduates, and... Even though he gets the company, he gives it to Carl, which
yeah.
I think is a really cool addition.
Yeah, Carl definitely deserved it probably the whole
Carl
time.
Carl was definitely an unsung hero.
Yeah.
In the movie. I really like Carl as a character.
And Billy got Miss Vaughn, too.
Yeah,
so.
he's going to college to be a teacher, and he gets the girl. And I didn't catch it the first... I like only caught it the last time, but when, like, Principal Anderson hugs him. He's like, I'm still horny.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Veronica and she's like, you think he's horny? And I'm like, whoa. Hey, yo. So we get the happy ending.
Yeah.
All is well, that ends well. I think the plot's like, it's an Adam Sandler movie, so you can't expect like an intricate, insane plot.
Yeah.
But I think it serves its purpose. What do you think?
I think it definitely serves its purpose. I mean,
All right, so now that we've moved on from the plot, we're gonna move on to something that should be a fun little new segment for the podcast. So, as an Adam Sandler fan, I assume you've watched a bunch of his movies, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
So, what I've done is I've gathered 6 quotes from 6 different Adam Sandler movies to test your knowledge about one of your favorite comedians. So, I'm gonna give you the quote. And you're going to have to guess what movie it's from.
Is it just Adam Sandler quotes?
Just Adam Sandler movies said by Adam Sandler.
Okay, so it's no one in his movies, like David Spade or Kevin James or
anything. It's not any of those guys. It's Adam Sandler's character saying these quotes.
Okay.
I think some of them might be easier than others. I think I made them pretty simple for you because I didn't want to make them too hard because I went through a bunch of them and I was like, all right, he's not going to get this.
Yeah.
So I think I made them pretty easy, but I think it'll be fun because then we can talk about like the movie itself and get a little more into them. Number one.
He called the shit poop.
Billy Madison.
Yeah. That's we talked about it.
It's like the best line.
I want to give you a little softball to start it off. Okay. All
right.
Number two.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Oh. I'm blanking on this one.
Really?
This isn't. I don't want to like say and get it wrong. Like,
I can give you a hint.
Yeah, give me one hint.
It is a movie, an Adam Sandler movie that we have discussed in this podcast.
Grown Ups, Uncut Gems.
No, you only get one guess and it's wrong.
Oh,
Happy Gilmore
when he's playing. Oh my god!
While they're doing
Impression
the celebrity game. So you're 1-for-1 or 1-for-2 right now, 50%. That's fine. There's still 4 more. It's
not looking good, though.
Number 3. I think this one might be a little difficult for you, but you know what? We'll go for it anyway.
4-3.
Yep, it's difficult for me.
Yeah.
All right, give me the hint.
I'll give you a hint. This is like more of like a... This is definitely more of a aim towards like children and families, like I guess. I don't know if that's very
good. Oh.
Definitely more of a family Adam Sandler movie.
Is it like one of the Hotel Transylvania movies or something? No. He's in those.
He is.
That's a kid's movie.
Like, nah. It's Bedtime Stories.
Ah, okay. That makes sense too.
What are your thoughts on Bedtime Stories? Because I grew up with that movie, so I'm obviously a huge fan of it.
I've seen it a couple of times.
What are your first thoughts on it kind of thing?
See, that's like one of the Adam Sandler movies to me. That's like the ones that are like kind of just like laid back.
Yeah.
And kind of like...
It's a family movie.
Yeah. And he has a couple of those, but I mean like... Again, I'm more of the like hilarious movie kind of guy.
That's fair.
Yeah, but it's still a good movie, I'd say.
Oh, fantastic. Number 4. All right, so you're batting 1-for-3 right now.
Yeah, this is not good.
I expect you to do a lot better, and I feel like I gave you some easy ones. That one might have been a little more difficult, but come on, Happy Gilmore.
I haven't talked about Bedtime Stories in a while, so that was...
You know what? It's first time for everything.
That's true.
For a while. Number 4.
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
Waterboy.
Boom, there we go. Waterboy.
That's a really good
Waterboy, because I feel like I have low-key a controversial opinion about it.
I think it's really good.
I like the Adam Sandler voice when he does it.
It kind of
shortly, but he does it the whole movie, and that kind of just bugs me a little bit. It's like I think it's a good movie, but I just...
It kind of reminds me of Billy Madison in a way, because like he's using that weird voice or whatever.
Yeah.
But then he has to go back to college to like... Take like they or was it high school or college and take like
it's
the ACT.
It's been a while since I've seen Waterboy, but
he has to take a test or something just to play on the football team.
Yeah,
so it kind of reminds me of Billy Madison in a way, I guess. But
yeah, all right. I think this is gonna be the easiest one, and if you don't get this, I'm gonna be actually kind of like disappointed in you.
Okay,
number 5,
and shift.
Grown Ups.
Yep. I was like, what can I do for Grown Ups that he'll get?
And shift. Are we all looking at the tree?
Yeah, let's go back
to yes.
So, what are your thoughts on Grown Ups, kind of? You mentioned it briefly earlier, yeah. But more in
so,
depth.
So, Grown Ups 1, it just, I was like, probably with Evan, I was watching it. It just was a really good movie to me. Like, overall, like, everything about it was good. And, like, the second movie is where, like, made Grown Ups really good for me because Evan and I went to see it in theaters when it came out,
mm-hmm.
and it was the most packed I've ever seen a movie theater in my entire life.
Really?
It was sold out. Me, Evan, and my dad went, and it was crazy. And, like, everything, like, I can remember everything about it, like, all the quotes, everything.
I know I remember vividly seeing the first one, actually, at the Mommy Indoor Theater.
Okay.
But yeah. The second one, I think I might have also seen in theaters, but yeah. Do you think they'll ever make a third one? Because I've been
I know, the ending of the second one definitely makes it seem like there should be a third one, because, mm-hmm.
like, and there's definitely like a baby on the way. Whatever. I think it's a cult classic.
Yeah. But it's been, like, how long since the second one? Like,
it's been a long time. Has it been since, it's been,
like, 6 years, maybe?
God, it's, oh, God, it's gotta be longer than that. I mean,
I feel like it came out where it, we were in, like, 8th grade or, like, freshman?
It was 2013.
Yeah, we were probably 8th grade.
That was almost 10 years ago.
That's crazy. Dude,
someone brought to my attention the other day that 2017 was half a decade ago.
Yeesh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
All right. So, you are batting... 3 for 5.
Is there more questions?
There's one more. This is the final one. So you can go all over 500 if you get this one.
So I'm hoping
you might need a hint for it, but I think you'll get it. Number 6.
I just want to make people silky smooth.
Hint.
I'd only seen this one until, like, semi recently, so.
Is it newer or older?
It's like, I wouldn't say older, but it's not like one of his more recent ones. Hint. I'm trying to just think what would be a good hint. Hacky Sack is definitely a good hint, I think.
Hacky Sack.
Hacky Sack is very prevalent in this movie. And also hair. Hair and Hacky Sack.
Hair and
hair,
Hacky Sack.
Hacky Sack and terrorists are the three words I'd use to describe this movie.
Do we talk about this movie today?
No, we have not. I think this is a very underrated Adam Sandler movie, but I can definitely see why people don't like it.
Is it like one of his Netflix movies or something?
Oh, I'm going to need a title, Sully.
Yeah, I don't have a title. I don't know.
Are you not going to give me an answer and go for the 3 out of 6?
Terrorists and hair.
Hair, Hacky Sack, and terrorists.
Dude, I'm blank. I don't know.
You don't mess with the Zohan. I assume you've seen that one before.
I have, but it just didn't pop in my head.
So you think, but the hair, Hacky Sack, and terrorist.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
I watched it, I think it was last year. I thought it was pretty funny.
I think I've only seen that one like once.
It's really good. If it's on anything, we need to watch it soon.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to rewatch it again. But... All right, well, you batted 3 for 6. That's 50%.
Well,
you know what? It is what it is.
I'm the first one to do these.
You're the first one to do this.
All the pressure, man.
You know what? The pressure got to you. It's okay. You know? Yeah. Sometimes you just suck.
Hey, now.
So.
Hey, now.
After all that fun, you know, I want to open up the floor and ask you, like, what are some other things we might not have covered that you really enjoyed about this movie? So, like, if you got any, like, final thoughts or things, like...
For Billy Madison?
Things, yeah, that you like about this movie. You know, just some final little wrap-up things.
Yeah, I like how he's the... Like, he's just, like, a broke, like, middle-aged man. And he's living in his dad's rich house.
Literally.
Yeah, and I love how they bring basketball into, like, all of his movies somehow. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He smokes the kids in basketball in Billy Madison.
I didn't really catch that because it was during like the montage, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely a big basketball fan. I think 100%. It's really fun watching, like, every time I see like Adam Sandler playing basketball.
Yeah, on like ESPN or something.
His oversized, you know, shorts and his like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why he likes those shorts so much.
Dude.
It's his style.
This man's dripping swag like a broken faucet, let me tell you.
Yeah. I don't know what else. We covered almost everything, I feel like. I recommend the movie though.
Yeah, of course. Well, ladies and gents, that's all we have for you today. Thank you very much to our special guest, Sully Carlson, for coming on today.
No problem.
And thank you all very much for listening. Our next episode will be coming out in a few weeks, but you're not going to want to miss it. I'll have another fun time with another great guest. I've been your host, Ben Harbauer, and we'll see you next time.